I pulled in beside the cars that were there and unloaded the box of staples. The front door was locked, so I made my way around the side of the building, casually glancing around as I did so. I didn't see my tail at the moment, but that didn't mean it wasn't there. My church was a lovely old building at the end of a lane, and looked like something out of a storybook with its tall white steeple. The best thing about the facility, to me at least, was that it was located directly on a bluff overlooking the water. Last year we had put in a prayer garden on the most scenic spot, and I sometimes came and strolled there, reading the Bible verses that were inscribed in stone, taking in the view and praying. On this beautiful May morning, the garden looked quiet and peaceful, despite the turmoil that reigned in my heart. The side door was open, so I went inside and made my way to the office, showing the groceries to the secretary there. "I noticed we were running low on sugar," I said. "I was just at the store, so I thought I might stock us up a little."
"Oh, how nice," she said, standing up and following me to the kitchen. "That's great, Callie."
She was in my ladies' circle group, and I let her chatter on about an upcoming event as I walked to the kitchen and unloaded the supplies into industrial-sized cabinets. "Is Pastor George in?" I asked when she paused for air.
"He's in his study," she replied. "Do you need to see him?"
I finished my task and tossed the box into the big trash bin.
"If he's free,"
I replied, trying to sound nonchalant. Fortunately, the phone was ringing when she and I got back to the office, so while she answered it, I took the liberty of walking up the short hallway to the pastor's office myself. He was at his desk, deeply engrossed in the newspaper.
"Hi, George. How's it going?" I said, waving from the doorway.
"Callie Weber,"
he said, glancing up at me.
"What's a 7-letter word for vanquish?"
Conquer? He counted off the letters and smiled.
"That's it. Thanks. Can't start my week without the Monday morning crossword."
Without being asked, I stepped into his office and shut the door. And though I kept the same casual smile on my face, my words were quite serious.
"I need to talk to you, George," I said. "It's a matter of great urgency. Can you give me a few minutes?"
Of course," he said, standing.
He was quite tall, with brown eyes behind old-fashioned rectangular glasses. He gestured toward the chair opposite his desk.
"You know you can come here any time, Callie."
The blinds were open over a broad window next to his desk. Fortunately, the angle of the morning sun allowed us to see out, but not those on the outside to see in. I sat, repositioning my chair slightly for the maximum possible view of the road.
"I just need someone to talk to."
"Lots of folks come to me for a little counseling," he said as he sat back down and put away the crossword. "There's no need to be embarrassed."
I focused my gaze away from the window and onto his kind face. Though he and I had never spent much time one-on-one, I had seen his impressive background on his resume when the church called him 2 years before, and I knew he was a devout man of God, both from his actions day to day and from the wise words he spoke from the pulpit every Sunday.
"I'm not embarrassed, George," I said. "I just have a complicated problem and need some advice. I also need this entire conversation to be totally confidential. Without question. Without compromise. No offense."
He didn't seem offended.
"I never divulge a confidence," he told me earnestly. "Though I assume you know that under certain situations I'm not only free but actually obligated."
"I'm not planning on harming myself or anyone else, if that's what you mean."
"Very well, then. How can I help you today?"
I scooted back a bit farther in my chair. How could he help me? After all I had done to get here.